Casey Cronquist is with the California Cut Flower Commission. He says there's a good chance the flowers you send your Valentines will be imports.
I would estimate that over 95% of the roses being sold this Valentine's Day are going to be coming from countries like Colombia and Ecuador.
Cronquist says consumer demand for locally grown food is translating to flowers as well. He says if buying local is important to you, then check for the California-grown blue and gold license plate tag on the flowers you buy, or ask the person selling you flowers. Meanwhile, Cronquist says California's flower farms were well prepared for the drought.
We've been through these types of situations before, and for most of our farms, they've already implemented the kinds of conservation strategies that are necessary,
such as drip irrigation and hydroponics, a way of growing plants not in dirt, but in recycled water. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.